Not exactly sure where to begin. Hopefully, we can have more of a conversation. But, and of course, Phil, you've been involved in all this. Zav has been involved in different ways. I've been reading about your reports, and I'm sure others here as well. How many people actually were involved, did anything in the campaign? Okay. What kind of things did you do, those that raised your hands? What did you do?
Hosted a call party.
A call party? Hosted it? You know, what else?
Calling.
Calling. What else?
Canvassing.
Huh?
Canvassing.
Canvassing where?
Down in Virginia when I was in D.C.
In Virginia? Where else?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Anybody else?
Democrats abroad.
Democrats abroad. Where?
In India.
India. Yeah, it's quite a thing. I don't know if you saw the pictures last night all around the world, from Kenya to Australia to, I mean, it's, okay, well. I'll just start with a few words about sort of how I got into this stuff and then what we've learned from it, because I think the two things are really intimately related. I grew up in California, in Bakersfield, California, where my father was a rabbi, my mother a teacher. And Bakersfield was an oil and agriculture town centered in the San Joaquin Valley. When I graduated from high school in 1960, my main mission was to get as far from Bakersfield as I could. It was a place made famous by John Steinbeck in Grapes of Wrath as the terminus of the Dust Bowl migration. And the book was banned in the high schools there until 1972, gives you some idea of Bakersfield. I don't know if I've offended anyone, but I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to Harvard, and began here in the class of 1964 and 1960. Now that fall was the year John Kennedy was elected president. And there's some deep resonances with that moment and this moment. It came to the yard shortly after being elected. And it was like there was this new leadership thing, new generation assuming leadership, new possibility. 10% of the law school faculty left and went to Washington to work in his administration. I was signed up with classes with Galbraith, with McGeorge Bundy. They all off to Washington or India or someplace. And it was a time when public service in public institutions had dignity. Legitimacy might even be a site of creativity and innovation and change. Well, we've lost that until last night. And so there's some deep sort of generational resonances here, I think, going on, because for me it led to that whole move led to involvement in the civil rights movement, which in many ways was for my generation what this movement that's going on all around us can be and I think is for this generation. You know, it was not so problematic. I mean, it was not so complex. The civil rights movement was going on all around us. And I've thought about why I got involved in, and I think there were three reasons. One was that we lived in Germany for 3 years.